Listening Library presents The Red Blazer Girls, The Vanishing Violin by Michael D. Beale. Read for you by Ty Alexandra Ricci. Chapter 1, in which the true nature of detective work is revealed to be full of cobwebs, beady-eyed critters, and something sticky. Like a plaid-skirted Jedi Knight, I wave my trusty lightsaber. Okay, really, it's just a flashlight. Back and forth in front of my face, carving a swath through a tangle of spiderwebs. Convinced that my eight-legged enemies have been cleared from my immediate path, I aim the beam at the jumbled piles of broken desks and God only knows what else lurking in the far corners of the school basement. There's definitely something dead down here, I announce. It's not the dead things I'm worried about, Leanne says. There might be rats. Rebecca laughs deviously. Might be? Leanne, this is New York. Just keep your feet moving and they won't bother you. In spite of Rebecca's sensible advice, Leanne freezes. Are you serious? Rebecca, Sophie, stop scaring her. There are no rats and nothing is dead, Margaret says. I shine my light at a shelf just above my head and detect two beady eyes sizing me up. He's so close, I can see his whiskers moving. Nah, there wouldn't be rats down here. This is our neat and tidy school, after all. I brush aside a few more spiderwebs and charge ahead. Margaret pats me on the shoulder. She has spotted my furry friend, too. All right, let's concentrate. We have a job to do. Ah, yes, the job. After our triumphant recovery of the Ring of Recommodore, we became minor celebrities at St. Veronica's school. Malcolm Chance, the ex-husband of our first client, and someone all my instincts were absolutely 100%.